so good. You are excellent. You are glorious. You are wonderful. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord, our Father. Lord, we appreciate you. We say thank you, Jesus, for another day in the month of February. It has not been by power nor might, but your grace has kept us. We are so grateful, our Lord Jesus. We worship and magnify you. You that rules in the affairs of men, we appreciate you. Our intentional God, we say thank you, Jesus. We magnify you for the dawning of another new day. We bless and magnify you. We say thank you, Jesus, for who you are, for who you've been, and for who you will continually be in our lives and in all that we do. We bless and appreciate you. We do not take you for granted. Thank you, Jesus, the lover of our lives. We thank you because you are the one that has been our deliverer. You've been our helper, our sustainer. We thank you for your love. You kept us in your love. Your mercy says no. Your mercy has been saying no to everything contrary to the writing of the evil ones over our life. We thank you for blotting out the handwriting of the evil ones over our life. We thank you for preserving us from all evil. We thank you because your light has been our shield and our buckler. We thank you for who you are. We thank you because you remain God and you will continue to be God, and we know you as our God, and we continue to reverence and appreciate you as our God. We continue to call you God because you remain God and you will still be God in every areas. Lord, we bless and say thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. Good morning, brethren. Today is the sixth day in the month of February. We want to say thank you, Jesus, for the journey so far. We say thank you for everything you have done. I want us to make this word of declaration that, Lord, as I go today, I declare in faith, I say, mercy of the Lord goes before me. The mercy of the Lord speak for me in the name of Jesus. The grace of the Lord, the favor of God opens access for me today in the name of Jesus. I redeem today with the blood of Jesus. I overcome today with the blood of the Lamb and by the words of my testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Victory is our portion in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord arises for us and silence the evil ones for our sake in Jesus' name. The Lord arises in his strength and he blots out every handwriting of the evil ones against us. Every contrary statement that has been said regarding us, we nullify it by the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus shield us. The blood of Jesus from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. The blood of Jesus speak volumes for us in the name of Jesus Christ. We ourselves, the help that the Lord has released and opened unto us today in the name of Jesus Christ. We will enjoy the help of the Lord beyond our expectation in the name of Jesus. Lord, we cause man to arise for our help in the name of Jesus. Help on in every areas of our life. We experience it, we enjoy it, we partake in the help of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. That the heavens open for us in the name of Jesus Christ. We activate our help in the name of Jesus Christ. And we have testimony, we'll be a living testimony of the help of the Lord today and forevermore beyond our expectation in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed, amen. Good morning once again. Today is the sixth day in the month of February, and from the beginning of this February we've been discussing Arise and Shine. We want to say thank you, God, for another opportunity. We are very grateful and we do not take this for granted. We thank you because his steadfast love, we continue to enjoy it more than ever before in Jesus' name. Amen. The scripture for this month was taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 to 2. It says, Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you in Jesus' name. The glory of the Lord will be seen upon us throughout this month of February and beyond in Jesus' name. Amen. I just want to give a little explanation of the word of arise and shine. Arise means to come up, to get up, to spring up from a lower position to a higher position. Arising is a change of position, moving from one position to another, but the position is in an upward movement. So that is why I say we should get up, we should move up, we should spring up. It also means to come to action, to leave the state of rest into the state of what? Motion. Arising is a state of motion, moving the state of rest to the state of motion. It is an operative action. It is an action for sensibility, to be sensible. It's a sensible person that can take the state of moving up, can take the state of moving from the state of rest to the state of action. And talking about shine, shine means to reflect light, to glow, to excel, to create light. I pray that in the journey of our lives, we will excel, we will arise, we will shine in all that we do in Jesus' name. Arise and shine, they are both action words. So it's a call for action. Arising and shining is a call for action. This word was used interchangeably in the Bible because arising and shining must work together, because we can decide to arise and choose not to shine. And anybody that arises and does not shine is not a complete journey. It's not a balanced journey. So the two words were brought together to make us know that when you arise, you must shine. You cannot shine when you did not arise. So when you arise, you must shine. So those two words were put together. Arise, shine, for your light has come, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. We'll be looking at the book of Luke chapter 15 from verse 17 to 24. Luke chapter 15 from verse 17 to 24. It says, but when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's servants have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servant, bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat and marry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to marry. Praise the Lord. If you remember, there is a parable in the Bible where a shepherd left the 99 and went out to go and look for the one that was lost. There is joy in heaven over every single soul that arises and comes to God. For every decision we make to arise, God is always happy for that decision. The son said, I will arise. Before he came to his sense to say, I will arise, he had wallowed too much and wasted time in a state that he brought upon himself. Let's say due to greed or whatever reason it might be. So God wants us to arise. This statement is used to cause a spark. Arise, shine. If you look at the miracles that God did for almost every people in the Bible, he will tell them, arise and sin no more. Arise, take up your bed and go. Every of his statements was a statement of move up from the state you are. Fine, you have been sick, you have been in an unpleasant situation, but don't wallow there. Arise and go. The statement he always said, where he said, your faith has made you arise. And anytime Jesus made that statement, we see that every one of them that had that miracle made that decision to arise from the state they were. This statement is used to cause a spark of activation. It means that we are in a state opposite to rising. That is why Jesus always used the word arise. And that is why Isaiah chapter 60 is telling us what? Arise and shine. So we need to arise because we are in a state that is opposite to rising. It can either be a state of rest, a state of sluggishness, or a state of stagnancy. It is an unpleasant state to the heart. It is a state that is absent from good things that gives joy to the heart. So this Luke 15 verse 17 to 24 opened our eyes that this son said, enough of being in a state of stagnancy. I need to arise. I need to make a move. I need to make a step further. I need to make a step upward to make my life better. The son brought upon himself an unpleasant situation. Most of the time, we bring unpleasant situations to ourselves due to ignorance or any other situation. And there are sometimes we find ourselves in an unpleasant situation due to life. Like many of us will say, life has happened. Either we brought this upon ourselves ignorantly or we found ourselves there. It is not in our place to stay there. Our own is to arise in the strength of God to move forward. God is not interested in the cause. of what made us to be stagnant. He is interested in the roots and to bring us out of that state. That is what God is interested in. Whatever is preventing us from moving forward, whatever is preventing us from arising, is what God wants to deal with. That is why he's telling us to arise and shine. It's what says, when he went to Lazarus, he was bound. He was kept in the tomb. That prevented him. That was the end of his life. But Jesus said to Lazarus, come out, come forth, arise and shine. Say this word, and his word heals us. His word heals us from our diseases, from our transgression and mistakes. He said, Lazarus, come out. Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came forth. And he's using the word, he's speaking the word to us today that we should arise. We should come forth. We should arise from that state of stagnancy and the state of rest. We should come forth to his light, to his marvelous life, to the illumination of his light. Jesus is the light of the world. And his purpose is to illuminate our life, to transform our life from that state of darkness into his marvelous life, so that we can be a carrier of his life, so that we can bear his life, to be a transformed person. Jesus said, come forth, Lazarus, saying to us today, come out, come forth into your arising, because I, your light, Jesus, our light, has come to transform us. He is not interested in changing us, but he's interested in transforming us. Like our pastor said, this week Wednesday, they said Jesus is not interested in changing. He said, why? Because when we change from one state, there is every possibility that we can change back. But he comes to transform our life, to make us better by and by. And that transformation has a very greater effect to rob and silence the darkness of that thing that is not good in our life. So Jesus, the light, has come to transform our life to a better person. So his transformation is to cause a growth in the journey of our life. Every living thing needs to go through the state of growth. Any living thing that chooses not to grow will become stagnant and die. We will not die in Jesus' name. So because he doesn't want us to die, he's telling us to arise and shine. We must not work against the law of growth. Anyone that works against the law of growth will die. So because he's the God that is interested in growth and process, he wants us to grow. That is why he's telling us to arise. Not only arise, we should shine, because he is ready to illuminate every areas of our life. He has that power to illuminate, to transform us to the person he has called us to be. His light causes that spark of activation to take us from that state of sleep, to make us active and alive, to glow the light that he has illuminated into our life. We'll be rounding off today because of time and space. And as we round off, let's pray this prayer. Lord, illuminate my life. Without your life, I am dead. Without your light, I cannot grow. Without your light, I will be stagnant. And I don't want to be stagnant. I don't want to decline in life. Father, let your light illuminate my life. Let your light pass through every areas of my life. And let your light begin to transform my life for good. In the name of Jesus Christ, my heart is open to your light. Let your light illuminate my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your light awaken me from the state of sleep. Let your light awaken me from the state of unpleasantness. Let your light awaken my life from the place that is opposite to arising. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name we prayed. Amen. I want us to say this prayer again, that my life will not reject the light of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, my life will be receptive to the light of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, my life, my action, everything that concerns me will not reject the light of God, because he has come to illuminate me, and I receive his illumination. I arise in every areas of my life. I receive the strength to arise. I receive the might. I receive the counsel. I receive the opening of eye to be illuminated in the name of Jesus. In the journey of my life, I will arise in the name of Jesus. I will shine in the name of Jesus, forward ever and backward never. Darkness has no place in my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, my life will not be receptive to darkness. In the name of Jesus Christ, the light of God will overshadow me, and darkness will not be able to comprehend it. In the name of Jesus Christ, I move forward in the strength of the Lord. I move forward in the grace of the Lord. The mercy of God opens my life to rising in every areas. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. I want us to use this medium to pray for Nigeria, that Nigeria arise and shine in the strength of the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything working against your rising and your shining, the Lord silence it in the name of Jesus Christ. That the light of God will rest upon Nigeria in the name of Jesus Christ. And Nigeria will enjoy the peace of God more than ever before, and we will become a better country in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are using this medium to remind us of our program that will be coming up next week, our prayer lunch that will be coming up next week, Thursday. We can join online, and if you are available, we can also join on site. As we table our request to God, we receive the illumination of the light of God, and we arise on all sides in Jesus' name. Jesus' name we prayed. Amen. And we are using this medium to pray for our brethren. We pray that the mercy of the Lord will speak for them in the name of Jesus, that wherever they are, that the mercy of God will cause the illumination of the light of God to shine upon their situation, to shine upon our life, to cause a spark of activation to walk in accordance to the light of God in Jesus' name. The mercy of God will prevail in all in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen. And we are using this medium to remind us that it is the light of God that can help our journey to be in accordance to the will of God. God will open our eyes to walk the way of the light, to make it to heaven. We receive the understanding to walk the way of the light, to make it to heaven. In the name of Jesus, we will make the decision that is right in walking the way of light to heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will not walk contrary to the way of light. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.